Hello, listeners. This is the Wishing You Well podcast, and I am your host, Maria Patrick. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for joining me again. If you are new, welcome, welcome. This is a weekly podcast which is all about finding ideas and inspiration to help us live our best lives, healthier, stronger, and longer. I bring you tips on ways to improve your health through fitness, lifestyle changes, and nutrition. And I look to the recent headlines and newsmakers for ideas and inspiration. Today, we are going to talk about filling up your cart, where to do it, and how to do it right. Today, we're going to turn into fearless food shoppers. Let's start today first by talking about a cart that just got filled. One could say overfilled, and that is the movie Oppenheimer, which was nominated for 13 Academy Awards and won 7 of them. The film, which is about the father of the atom bomb, filled its cart with the awards for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Cinematography, Best Editing, and Best Original Score. While there aren't too many surprises here, and you may consider it an embarrassment of riches because the movie also brought in nearly $1 billion at the box office, the backstory is what truly makes it inspirational. The director, Chris Nolan, has wanted to make the movie for years. Actually, he started thinking about it when he was a teenager. Yet, he wrote the script in only 2 months. It was filmed in record time, in only 57 days, coming in nearly 30 days under the time which was budgeted for filming. And because Chris Nolan so carefully plans everything out in advance before shouting the word action, there are no deleted scenes, which is quite unusual and remarkable in the movie making business to be able to make a movie in one take. There are several things that Chris Nolan is known for when making movies, one of which is no cell phones on the set because of how distracting they are, no chairs for the actors so they are always poised and ready to work, and having the entire cast and crew live together during filming to bond and learn how to lean on and rely upon each other. There are some really great life lessons in this entire making of Oppenheimer approach. While they filled their carts with awards, we can fill our own carts with these lessons. Put down your phone, come in under budget, use your time wisely, be ready for action, and bond with your team. So that brings me today to how we can fill up our grocery carts. I'm talking about grocery shopping and how to fill up your cart with healthy items. My family shops at 2 places every week, the traditional grocery store near our home and at our local Trader Joe's. If you've ever shopped at Trader Joe's, you know what I'm about to say. If you've never had the Trader Joe experience, stay tuned because the same concepts they employ can be used elsewhere, from grocery stores to farmers markets and everything in between. Trader Joe's has a few things which distinguishes them from other stores selling food. One is their monthly newsletter known as the Fearless Flyer. It is as old school as you can get. It's on newsprint paper. It includes hand drawings. There are no photographs. It's not glossy or glitzy. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme nor reason to the order of the articles, but let me tell you, it's chock full of information, very helpful tips, and explanations on the products, what's available, what's old and new, articulate and wordy descriptions for the food items, what they taste like, why we might enjoy them, the ways to prepare them, and why we should fill up our carts. It's like anything. If you skip reading the flyer and you don't have any interactions with Trader Joe's extremely helpful team of employees, you may be more likely to get in and out without purchasing anything that isn't already on your shopping list. That is not how I do it, and I'm going to tell you why. I do work off of a shopping list. I actually keep one on my phone. I use a fabulous app called Bubble Up, which is the best one I have found to date to maintain and organize all of my to-do lists, and I do have many of them. There's a free version of the app you may want to try. I'm not affiliated with Bubble Up in any way, but I do highly recommend it. My Trader Joe's list very rarely changes. I purchase the same items each week, which are integral to the healthy meals I cook throughout the week. I shop the perimeter of the store first. The experts say that this is the trick for making sure you fill your cart with fresh rather than processed foods. I then start in the produce section, where I fill my cart with apples, bananas, berries, avocados, pineapple, fresh spinach and kale, Trader Joe's Cruciferous Crunch, which is a wonderful blend, cucumbers, peppers, onions, and mushrooms. I walk along the back wall of the store where the dairy is located, and I get unsweetened almond milk, Greek yogurt, and eggs. I go to the bread aisle and I get a bag of Trader Joe's sourdough bread, which is great for gut health and is so delicious. I go to the nuts section where I load up on almonds, walnuts, and pecans. I go to the meat department and I get packages of skinless and boneless chicken, their chicken sausage, which is quite delicious, and their organic pre-cooked grilled chicken. I get the pesto chicken, and I occasionally treat myself to the rosemary beef tips. Then, and only then, do I approach the center portion of the store, where I start in the frozen foods department. Here's where it all comes together to me. I fill my cart with things that, when they're coupled with the fresh vegetables, will create the meals of the week. I get frozen shrimp and scallops, frozen Brussels sprouts and green beans, the frozen pork dumplings, the frozen mushroom truffle flatbread, the frozen garlic and ginger cubes. They are so handy to have on hand. Take my word for it. You will thank me later. And frozen berries for my smoothies. But here is the not-so-secret formula to filling up your cart with great items. The Trader Joe's staff is extremely knowledgeable and helpful, and they would love to talk with you about their products. So I make it a point every time I'm there to speak to at least one of the employees. I ask them, what's good this week? What's your favorite item these days? Or what's popular with the other shoppers right now? These simple questions have helped me so very much. It's how I found out about the heirloom blood oranges, which are incredibly juicy and delicious. It's how I initially discovered the quinoa and black bean chips, which we buy as a special treat and are a real family favorite. It's the way I was introduced to the amazing Italian truffle cheese. It's how I found out about the frozen ginger I mentioned earlier, which I use in every vegetable stir fry and every green smoothie. It's how I first discovered the gluten-free ube pancake mix. It's how I am now hooked on, thanks to one of the Trader Joe's employees, the dark chocolate and almond bark, the chocolate-covered rice cakes, and the fabulous Trader Joe's extra virgin olive oil. I am always impressed by the expertise of the Trader Joe's team, as well as their unbridled passion and enthusiasm for their products. Even if you catch one of the employees in the middle of restocking a shelf or unloading a box, they are always so incredibly happy to help you with your shopping experience. They will even stop what they're doing to walk you to the part of the store to find exactly what you're looking for. If you ask, they will open up a package and let you sample the product before you purchase it, and you are under no obligation to buy it after you try it. And if you ask, you will receive wonderful suggestions for things to help you fill up your cart. At my local store, there is a wonderful woman named Nancy. She is from the other side of the country in California, and I am so thrilled that we have her now in New York. And I'm also so honored and happy to have met her. Whenever we see each other, she remembers my husband and I and in addition to greeting us warmly and making us feel so welcome, she is full of the most helpful suggestions on what's new and good. Nancy helps us with passion and enthusiasm to fill up our cart. We know we will end up leaving there having purchased several additional items which were not on our original list, but we are happier and healthier for having done so. Nancy knows the products well. She offers helpful suggestions on how to prepare the food, and thanks to her excellent advice and counsel, we fill up our carts with fresh and healthy foods. Nancy is truly a treasure. And my hope is that you find your very own Nancy and you take the time to seek someone out who will help you to fill up your cart. I think we can and should take the Trader Joe's shopping approach wherever we go. Ask the farmers market vendors what's good this week. Stop someone working at your local grocery store and ask them what their favorite item is. And while you're waiting in line, take a peek in other people's carts and see what they are buying. If all you see are Doritos and ice cream, look away. Find another shopper. And most of all, take the time to fill up your cart with food which will nourish your body, your mind, and your spirit. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you being a listener so very much. Please let me know in the comments what you are going to put in your cart, how you're going to fill it up. I would be grateful if you would give this podcast a positive rating, spread the word by sharing it with your friends and family members, and use the links in the description box to reach out to me. You can book a health coaching session where I'll help you with nutritional recommendations with your very own personal health projects, or you can even drop into one of my online Qigong classes. If you would like a shout out in a future episode, click on the link to support this podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I am so very grateful for your support. I am shopping right alongside you, filling up my cart with you. And as always, I am wishing you well.